Hi, I'm Camilla Mazzata. I'd like to begin this final reflection by sharing with you my roundabout path to librarianship, my personal gateway to a better and happier and more useful life. I've been a public school librarian in elementary school for going on 18 years now, but it wasn't my first career. The first chunk of my working life was as a computer programmer up north. After years of coding, I recognized that I was absolutely unfulfilled and needed more for my job. Not only that, but I jumped with a start every time the phone rang, my knee-jerk response to being on call for middle-of-the-night program crashes for far too many years. So I used my family's ensuing move to Charlotte as a reason to call it quits. Being a newbie here, I gravitated to volunteering in the media center at my children's school. This transition was a natural one for me, as the cozy, old, brownstone public library in my hometown was a hangout of choice when I was a kid. To this day, I can smell its close air, visualize the stacks of books illuminated by light filtering through the tall, Gothic windows, and even picture Miss Hatch, the gentle children's librarian back then. This sacred space, brimming with wonderful books and offering outstanding activities, continued to play a big role in the lives of my own children. With this pull from my past, my media center volunteering in Charlotte slowly morphed into pursuing a degree in library science from UNCG. I needed a new career path, and this one fed my interests and my soul. Once the degree was under my belt, I scored a job at Sharon Elementary. It's the position I still have, and it's a stone's throw from our church. When I began, a librarian's teaching curriculum stressed things such as genres of books, author studies, types of reference books, poetry, and on and on. All those were the things I connected with and so enjoyed sharing with kids. Technology was present then, but not pervasive. Remember cassette players, overhead projectors, boom boxes, and such? One by one, these old technologies bit the dust and were replaced by the capabilities of a computer. As time passed and the technological transformation became unavoidable midway through my career, I had to come to terms with these new changes. Indeed, it had become the lion's share of a media specialist's newly rewritten curriculum. I wrestled with, was I too old for this? Could I keep up with the shift? Did the job still feel like a good fit for me? Would my best be good enough for my kids? My initial discomfort with the sea change has mostly relaxed now. There will always be more to know, so mining the useful and irrelevant from recent innovations and the good old days has become my saving grace. I can pretty much pin this courageous reimagining of my career on a single defining experience. Several years ago, our PTA had purchased something called a smart board. It's an interactive whiteboard that did everything except make your lunch. It sat in the media center, ready to be checked out by teachers, but none did, for an understandable reason. It was frankly a royal pain to set up. Surprisingly, to me especially, that smart board called out to me, and I responded. I trusted the trend that said this was a beneficial hunk of technology. Little by little, the two of us came to terms, and I discovered its many benefits. Indeed, it's now at the core of my teaching, and I'd be lost without it. Chalk one up for technology. This is just a single example of how I came to terms with my profession's overhaul. It was either be open to something new or be outmoded. And importantly, not only do I have to use technology, but I need to grasp it well enough in order to break it down and teach it to my students. Granted, as Lisa mentioned, kids may be digital natives, but we librarians are needed now more than ever to teach kids how to use software and hardware well. how to evaluate the mountains of information and indeed fake news they are faced with. Ever-changing technologies are just tools to support kids with their information needs and their pleasure reading. And both of these things have always been at the core of what we do in libraries. In sum, I'm glad to have dug in when I thought I'd be coasting, and I can still call myself a relevant librarian. Thank you.